deep warning in the past, if we study history, of taking this approach that the power, the nature of power, is that if you use your power unjustly, that you bring down your own downfall. It is inherent in that. It's a sunnah, it's axiomatic, and you see it again and again in history. Another interesting thing about the Romans is that during their period of rule, the most dangerous rebellions and insurrections against the Romans were led by people that had been trained by the Romans themselves. And this is what they call in modern, the CIA calls this blowback. It's the unforeseen consequences of covert activities of state policy. Blowback.
Yo, the bold leadership took a swift action to kill some Afghanis with a knee-jerk reaction. Bush said we had to manufacture incend bombs, you know, to keep the people's focus off of Enron. The recession and that stolen election. Sleazy senators who can't control their erections. But we the victims responding to aggression, man. You blind to history, repeating former lessons. Skin deep analysis fails to see the cancer. Missile defense and Star Wars ain't the answer. Containing immigrants regardless of innocence. And meanwhile, arming Mossad to raise tenements. Yo, no doubt 9/11 was a tragedy, but 9/10 still ain't ancient history. Come on, nobody said a word about Managua, man. You fighting terrorism, start with Nicaragua. But we've been bombing folk, murdering and arming folk, not distinguishing the soldier from the common folk. Stole America, colonized Asia, raped Africa, stole Australia, and now they pimped the Middle East and South America. Western civ is mass hysteria, but that's the modern world that they never teach you in your history text. A bit more complex than Honest Abe or Washington's cherry tree. The one to speak upon the slaves or the Cherokee. Statue of Liberty is really rather rusted. Talking peace with the dead to face justice. I love this is America, but hate the flaws of the adversity, diversity, and stable laws. But stable laws with no equality solidifies oppression as we trade up morality for the guise of legality. And practical status quo make the brothers more radical. Men behaving like animals, got our morals unraveling. Why they try to keep the rabble in line? Battered and blind, dabbling in wine, battered in divine signs. Traveling in time, the same present we find. Too many brothers of mine, cut down in our prime. Malcolm Martin, Huey P. Could be you and me. With me and Tinch Emil to a solder if they caught a man. My father taught the kid be a man, protect your family. But what if my family is all of humanity? Beyond these national boundaries, tribalism, religions based on racism, hate and division. Ancient wisdom getting twisted in the name of a clan or a man we can't see. We share the same family tree. But that's deep, since I don't act sleep or play the backseat. Now I'm the black sheep. Peep. We entered as a stranger and returning as a stranger. So salam to the strangers who fear no danger. I hang on Blackstone, face the Blackstone, build with former Blackstones, crash domes in the cover, the facts of blowback.
So the point is that this type of violence that has come back to haunt this country is a result of what their own hands have wrought. Now that is a painful thing to deal with. This is a monster we spawned ourselves. One of the heads of the CIA, that's a direct quote from the book The New Jackal. Again, this is a monster that we spawned ourselves.